Welcome to ID the Future. My name is Sarah Chaffee. Today we have on the show with us Dr. Anne Gager, who holds a PhD in zoology from the University of Washington and completed a postdoctoral fellowship at Harvard. She is a senior fellow of the Center for Science and Culture and serves as a scientist at Biologic Institute, as well as director of science communications for the Center for Science and Culture. She joins us today to share about several educational opportunities to learn more about intelligent design. Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Gager.
Glad to be here.
If you're in the Seattle area, there's an event coming up for homeschoolers and private schoolers. Could you tell us a little bit about this event?
Well, it's pitched to high school level. Students and private school teachers and home educators would be happy, I'm sure, to bring their students. You may have studied about it in your classroom. Maybe you've already incorporated some curriculum into your studies, but this is an opportunity to come and meet the scientists themselves. We'll have Dr. Doug Axe, who's going to be talking about his book, Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. He'll be available for questions after his presentation. We'll have Jonathan Wells, author of Icons of Evolution. He's got a new book coming out called Zombie Science, which should be really exciting. And he'll be talking about the human eye and why it can't be explained by Darwinism. And then last, I'll be speaking about why humans are exceptional and unique from animals. It's a fascinating topic, and I think educational as well.
For more about this event, you can search for Intelligent Design Education Day on our website, discovery.org. It will be held on Wednesday, March 15th from 9:45 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. at Seattle Pacific University. You can register online at our website, and the event is free, and lunch is available for pre-purchase online.
March 15th, don't forget it.
If you don't live in the Seattle area and are maybe a little bit older than high school, we have a summer event you may be interested in.
This is a really special opportunity for students who are juniors or seniors in college or grad students. Every summer we sponsor a 10-day event. This year it goes from July 7th to 15th, in which we offer a seminar for natural sciences and another one for science and society, for the humanities. And we have ID scientists and speakers from around the world who come and present. I'm sure you'd be familiar with the names if you follow intelligent design at all. Stephen Meyer, Doug Axe, Jay Richards, a lot of the scientists that you've seen in Paul Nelson, myself. I'm going to run out of time before I can finish the names. John West. It's a really wonderful opportunity because you not only hear the scientists speak, but you interact with them at mealtimes, asking questions. Plus, you get to interact with the other students who are from all around the world. And even better, there are scholarships available. So students can come who might not otherwise be able to afford it. You get a full ride here in Seattle in the gorgeous summertime. Now, one other thing I should say, and that is the deadline for applying is April 4th. So you're running out of time. You've got a couple of weeks left. It's a competitive process. There are always more applicants than there is space for. So please go online. It's an online process, not too difficult, and apply.
So again, the seminars are July 7th through 15th, but the application deadline is Tuesday, April 4th. And for more information and application requirements, visit www.discovery.org/SEM. Well, we hope to see you at one of our intelligent design educational events coming up here. Thank you, Dr. Gager, for joining us and sharing about these.
Glad to be here.
This is Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.